WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Discipline Switch. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something that might seem super simple, but trust me, it packs a punch, creating a bedtime reading routine. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, reading before bed? That's so old school, hear me out. In our world of screens and constant stimulation, taking some quiet time to lose yourself in a good book can be seriously transformative. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, prepping you for a night of deep, restful sleep and waking up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. So, why is this even a thing? Why do we need a specific routine for something as seemingly straightforward as reading before bed? Well, it all comes down to creating a mental shift. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media right before you hit the pillow, your brain buzzing with information and activity? That's not exactly setting the stage for a peaceful slumber. But when you pick up a good book, you're essentially telling your brain, hey, it's time to chill, time to unwind. That being said, let's get down to brass tacks. 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your bedtime reading routine. 1. Location. 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 Ever notice how a change of scenery can instantly shift your mood? Pick a comfy spot away from the TV and any screens. Think cozy blankets, soft lighting, maybe even a diffuser with some calming essential oils. You want to create an atmosphere that screams relaxation. 2. Set a timer, but don't be rigid. Aim for at least 30 minutes of dedicated reading time. Set a timer if that helps you stay on track, but don't stress if life happens and you need to adjust. The key is consistency. Even 15 minutes of quiet reading can make a difference. 3. Genre, game changer. This one's all about finding what works for you. If thrillers get your heart racing and you wouldn't want that right before bed, opt for something calming and introspective, like literary fiction or memoirs. You know yourself best. Choose genres that help you unwind and de-stress. 4. Journal it out. Before diving into your book, take a few minutes to jot down your thoughts, worries, or anything else on your mind. This can be incredibly therapeutic, clearing your mental space for a truly immersive reading experience. Plus, it might even spark some interesting connections with the story you're about to read. 5. The power of ritual. Think of bedtime reading as a ritual, something that signals to your body and mind that it's time to wind down. Maybe light a candle, put on some calming music, think instrumental or nature sounds, or sip a cup of herbal tea. These little rituals can make all the difference in creating that sense of calm and preparation for sleep. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you've had a long week, and you just want to chill. You step into your bedroom, switch off your phone, light a lavender candle, and grab your favorite book. You sink into your comfy chair, wrap yourself in a soft blanket, and get lost in another world. Doesn't that sound amazing? That feeling of escape, of letting go of the day's stresses, and simply enjoying the journey through someone else's story, it's pure magic. And remember, this isn't just about escaping reality, it's also about giving your mind a break from the constant stimulation of our digital world. So, here's the deal. You've got the power to create a bedtime reading routine that works for you, one that helps you unwind, de-stress, and set the stage for a night of peaceful sleep. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, choose books that truly ignite your imagination. Now, go forth and get lost in a good book. I know I will. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are you reading lately? What tips do you have for creating the perfect bedtime reading atmosphere? Let me know on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep switching it up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.